Okay, so so for the last, basically the last sugya, you know, within mitzvah shofar, we're gonna be focusing on tekiyas demiyushev and tekiyas demu'umad. And the big question that we're gonna be looking for when we're learning the different rishonim in the sugya is which set of tekiyas do they think is ikar? Because as we're gonna see, you know, depending on what your perspective on, you know, mitzvah shofar is going to be, that might, you know, drive you to say that one versus the other is ikar. So we'll get to that analysis as we go along, but that's really the key question that we're looking at, right? The two primary sets of tekiyos demiyushev, which are the set of 30, which are blown before, you know, Shmona Esrei, right? After Kriyas HaTorah, before Mosaf. Tekiyos demu'umad, according to most, are the second set, which are blown during Chazaras HaShatz. So the question when we're looking to showing him is really which one is ikar. But before we get there, let's just see, you know, the primary Gemara on this, which is Tes Zayin Amid Aleph. Shalom, would you mind? Again, towards the bottom, Tes Zayin Amid Aleph, Amar Rav Yitzchak.
What do you mean?
Why do we blow it? It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. So Ella. Why do you do a trua? Because the lashon of the pasuk is zichron trua. That's why we do it. So what's really the question?
So
this is where the Gemara first mentions this chilik between tekiyos demiyushev and tekiyos demu'umad. So why do you have two sets of tekiyos? First, demiyushev before musaf, and then tekiyos demu'umad during musaf. Literally to confuse the sata. But what's clear from this Gemara, right, is that the reason why we blow twice is to confuse the sata. But what isn't clear, Shalom? Right, we blow twice Kedei La'arvei V'Satan. Which one is Kedei La'arvei V'Satan? Which one is Me'ikar Adin? Right, so that's already an open question, right? It sounds, the Pashas of the Gemara sounds like one set is just Kedei La'arvei V'Satan. The other set is to be Yotze the Din Del Raisa, but it's not clear immediately which one is which. Yes, Yaakov. Right now it means which one is are we being Yotze the Mitzvah Del Raisa with? We're going to see a little later, there are certain Rishonim we're going to say that maybe one is Iker, but yet the other one are going to be Yotze the Del Raisa with. Exactly. We'll get to that. Okay. So first, just we're a little behind here. So let's go through. We'll say the basic approach. All right. The first, I'll say most basic approach. Again, if I were to ask you right off the bat, Yeshurun, which one do you think? If you didn't know anything, if you said you blow it once, tekiyas demiyushev before musaf, and then once during musaf. Which one do you think right off the bat would be yotzei the din d'oraisa? If you didn't know anything, the first one. Why?
Because he's doing the blowing right then and there.
Because you did it first, right? So the pashtus, and we're going to see according to many Rishonim, the Pashas is that you're going to be Yotze with Tekiyos Demiyushev because you did it, that's when you did it first. Whenever you do a mitzvah twice, the first one is going to be Yotze, the Din D'oraisa, right? And again, and just to add to the lumdus of it, if you take the, let's say, a Shmiya, you know, approach to the Gedder of mitzvah's shofar, or you think that it's about Hihuri Tshuva, right? So again, the Pashas, truly, if you think that the focus is on the Shmiya, you think the focus is on Hirurei Tshuva, so then should it matter? Does it seem to matter when it is?
You hear.
Exactly. So again, the first approach that we're going to see right now, that the Tekiyos Demiyushev are the Iker, and that your Yotze, the Mitzvah D'Oraisa through the Tekiyos Demiyushev, would work out very nicely with those we've shown him who think that the Gedder HaMitzvah is Shmiya, and according to some of them, is the Gedder HaMitzvah is Hirurei Tshuva, because according to that, as long as you hear it, as long as you have the potential to be Mahara B'Tshuva, you're going to be Yotze the Din D'Oraisa, and the fact that you do it during Musaf, that's not connected to the Gedder, the Din D'Oraisa. Yeah.
Are we worried more about when the tekiyos are, or about the difference between sitting and standing for mitzvahs?
No, it's more the timing of it. Demiyushev and Demu'umad is more just a way of delineating when it is. And the focus is more on when than uh-huh. whether you're standing, because it happens to be, according to many, we stand even during the Demiyushev ones.
Oh,
right, so it's fine. The terminology according to most is that demu'umad is because that's you have to stand during Chazaras HaShatz. That's what we call them demu'umad, and demiyushev because nothing else is going on there. You theoretically could sit, so we call them demiyushev. But it's lavdavka miyushev. It's not din yeshiva versus amida as much as the timing. Miyushev being the first one,
okay,
and right. Demu'umad being the second ones, but it's particularly during Chazaras HaShatz. That's the key. Akiva.
How do you fool the Sodom post facto, and
so we'll get to the details of it. Yeah,
isn't the reason we don't post over the day before Rishonim for the same reason? For like,
yes, yes. So there are different types of arvis. So something we'll get to the details in the Rishonim of what exactly this means. Yeah, Isaac.
Why would the first blowing fit well with the Shmian approach? Like, if either.
That's the point. But because you're doing it first. Ah, yeah, exactly. Because it shouldn't matter when you do it, as long as you do it. So then the assumption is you should be yotze whenever you do it, and you'll be yotze with the ones you do it first. Yeah. So again, we're saying now, so the first approach that says you're yotze with them first, it's not that, oh, it's davka at that stage. It's the fact that you're just doing them first, and whenever you blow the shofar, as Yeshua said, you're going to be yotze. Didn't arise. Oh, so the earliest source that you're yotze with the first tekios is who? Who's the earliest source for it? The Rif, excellent. So everyone can turn to the Rif on Yudah Mevez Bedape Rif. Right, the Rif is bothered by a certain question. Yosef, do you remember what question the Rif is bothered by? Not why do we do both. It's Agavet, but more specifically in terms of the details of Tashrat, Tashat, Tarat. Exactly, right. So the question is, if you take Rabbi Avo Kipashas, Rabbi Avo and Lama Dalid mentions this idea that it's a suffix, what's the gedder of Shura? Is it Shvarim Shura, called Tashrat? Is it just Shvarim, called Tashat? Or is it just Shura, which is Tarat? So Rabbi Avo says, do all three, misafik. So the question is, if we're really misupuk, so the question that Rabbi is going to be bothered by is that when you're doing the Tekios Dimu'umad, I'll say there, Habrachos, so what should you do for each, for Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros, for each one? You should do all three. You should have 30 sets of tekios for each one. A lot of tekios, but at the end of the day, if it's a suffix, it's a suffix. If you're not sure what the gather of shua is, you should have to blow 30 sets of tashrat, in total of three sets of tashrat, and three sets of tarat. Why not do it? So his answer is, in short, you see two lines up, ubidinhu? Oh, you might have a difference. See, towards the end, it says, ubidinhu. Two token also, and I'll say there are brachos.
It's four lines from the top, nerd.
Four lines from
the top line, Lama Gimel.
Oh, where?
Yeah, I have a different sort of that. You sure you just have it? Just quickly?
Yeah, Obedinhu. You token Oisen, I'll say there are brachos, because there's Shitako Kishin Yoshven.
You should do the same set of 30 to make sure you'll see the suffix. Ella?
Ella, Kivin Shah, brachos, Ema Akben, Estkias, Hariyatsu Yudhi Chavasin, Boisin Shitako Kishin Yoshven.
So what is the answer in short? Because you're already
yotze previously in the previous tkiyas, therefore we're not going to be mashiach. You never should do one each time.
Exactly right. So again, so shita's a riv. We'll see others gonna accept this. The riv basically says because you're yotze the mitzvah d'oraisa with tkiyos to miyushav, and there you're yotze the suffix. So therefore, we're not so bothered by the suffix when it comes to tkiyos. Presumably it's a din derabanan to blow a second time. I'll say there are brachos because it's only derabanan. We're not really worried to the same extent for the same suffix, and therefore as long as you do a one tashrat, one tashat, one tarat for malchios, zichronos, and shofros, you'll be good to go. So again, so first you have the first shita within this first approach that the ikur tekios and the ones that you're also the din derayta, the mitzvah derayta with is tekios to miyushav is the riff. And someone, a prominent Rishon who follows along the lines of the Rif, the slight nuanced difference is who?
The Rambam,
exactly. The Rambam in Hilchos Shofar, Perek Gimel, right, Halacha Yud Beis. Again, anyone have the Rambam here? Okay. Shalom, if you mind. Again, this is Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud Beis. The Rambam is going to agree with the Rif, slight difference in terms of which ones you do during, I'll say, during tekiyos. But in terms of the general presentation, the Rambam agrees. Go for it. B'din who? B'din haya?
B'din haya, she's going to go for Kol Bavim, and Shalosh Tavim, and Tegu Kshem Yoshin.
That's a really nikar din. You should do all 30 during each Malchias, Chronos, and Shofros.
Okay, and Shalosh Tavim, and Shalosh Tavim, because the usual name and Tegu Kshem Yoshin, and Kol Bavim, and Shalosh Tavim,
that's the key. Kevan sheyotze midei safek, but tekiyos tibusha, because you're already yotze the mitzvah d'oraisa, therefore we're not going to be matriach you to do so many. Eladai. Right. So you, again. So what does he say? You do tashrat for one. Right. You do three tashrats for malchios, three tashats for for Zichronos, and then three Tarats for Malchios. So that's the slight difference with the Riv. It's V'chol Dvarim Ha'ilu. Once again, Rabban Lishita also saying, when it comes to Yachid, no matter when you hear it, you're going to be Yotze, your Din Doraisa. So again, the Rambam also agrees that whichever set you hear first, that's the set you're going to be Yotze the Din Doraisa with, and therefore you don't have to be worried about the subject. And again, I think this works out very well, Rambam Lishita also. Because what's the Rambam's perspective on the Gedra Mitzvah Gavi? What's the Rambam think the Gedra Shmiah? Right, according to perhaps he's also here at Shuvah, according to the Rav, maybe not. But again, either way, the Rambam thinks that the Gedr HaMitzvah is focused on the Shmiah, and perhaps Hurei Tshuva as well. And therefore, that doesn't require the context necessarily of Machlis, Zichronos, and Shofros. So therefore, the Rambam Lishitasa is going to hold that you're going to be Yotze, the Din Daraisa, with the Din Yushev, namely whichever one comes first. Yeah.
So basically, the Rambam says that when it says you do three tashrats and stuff, that just means one blowing. What does that mean, three tashrats?
When meaning three tashrats means tashrat refers to tekiya, shvarim, shuva, tekiya. That's one. You do that times three.
So isn't that really the same thing as the normal, as the sitting? In terms of that, not you're blowing?
No, because, tekiya's to mushav, you do tashrat three times, tashat three times, and tarat three times. But for the Rambam, for each one, for Malchios, you're only doing three tashrats. Zichronos, you're only doing three tashats. Malchios, sorry, Shofros, you're only doing three tarats. And really, if you really had a suffix, you'd have to do all three types
for each one.
That's what the Riff and the Rambam are asking. If you really have a suffix, you don't know whether you need three tashrats, whether you need three tashats or three tarats, so you should have to do all three, which is a total of 30 for each of the Malchios.
It would be 9 total.
It would be exactly. It would be a title. We don't do that.
60 more than the regular Doraisa one, which would be 60 more than.
Well, again, because each bracha would require its own
whole thing.
Exactly. So both the Riff, yeah. So both the Riff and the Rambam are saying you don't need to do that. We're not going to be matriach lesibur because you're yotzei the din Doraisa, the mitzvah Doraisa already by tzkiyos to miyushev.
And the Riff is saying you don't do.
One tashrat.
I thought we said that it wasn't a suffix in the Rabbi Abba. They knew which one it was.
That's Rav Haigon. That's the shita of Rav Haigon. That's a very unique shita. Like exactly. Yeah.
And practically, we hold like the Rambam, right? Like we do tashrat.
I think we do the Riff's version of tashrat, tarat for each one. Not Tashrat three times for Malchios to make sure we get each one in for each one.
Yeah.
But again, in the Gadol, the Rambam and the Riff are agreeing that it's only Drabbanan at that point. But it's very important to note, we're going to see this later. Yeah.
Yeah, Rabbi. I'm related to the Rabbi. Rabbi saying that for the Rambam, in Malchios, I would say Tashrat.
Three times?
How is Rabbi reading that to the Rambam? I'm confusing how he thinks. He says Panach, no?
I'll give you a second.
Rem Kaddish.
El adai lehen bava achas al kol bracha. Where was that? Okay. Oh, so you're saying maybe he's not arguing on the Riff in terms of that. Okay, could be. I'm not sure where I was.
On the Shalish, let's say, because he's saying Shalish Shvarim, which means like if he's classifying Shvarim, it's three short blasts. He's not actually saying three times.
Could be. I have to look at it again. I'm not sure why.
Correct. It's one of the three. He's saying Shalish Shvarim. He's not actually saying doing it three times.
So it could be. Could be not. I have to look at that. I thought I saw it from somewhere, but I'm going to look at that again.
Okay. And also, if what we're saying the Rambam is true, that means let's say that the ones during Tefillah are Ma'arivas Satan. How does that work in the Rav Shita of how it's part of Tefillah? Because the part with Tefillah is Ma'ariv HaSatan, which means it's not actually part of Tefillah.
Okay, so one more. So let's see Milchamas' version of what Ma'ariv HaSatan is.
Sure.
And we're going to see. It's not necessarily so clear that one is one's sole purpose is Ma'ariv HaSatan. It's very clear from the Rambam's presentation that you're repeating it the second time. He does think there is a value. It's not just Larvei V'Satan. Right? There is a value of doing the Tekiyos, I'll say there are brachos. It's just according to the Riff and the Rambam, that's only a Din D'Rabbanan.
Okay.
Right? It sounds like the Mitzvah D'Oraisa is Demyushev. When it comes to the Tekiyos, I'll say there are brachos, even if that's like a form of Tefillah, right? But that's only the D'Rabbanan version of shofar. The Daraisa version of shofar is, let's say, is Shmir Hurei Tshuva.
Okay, so even then that, let's say, yeah. Can we say that the Rav, let's say, like in the first year, and we said that, let's say, he holds that there are two parts in the mitzvah Daraisa, but here we're saying it's only mitzvah Darabanan and mitzvah Tefillah.
Yeah, this is.
So how does the Rav understand this Rambam?
I'm not sure.
Because it seems to be going against.
Meaning, again, the Rav was trying to say that the Tefillah was a Gedder Daraisa.
Correct.
That's not, yeah, that's not what it sounds like from this Rambam. Yeah, that's not what the Rambam seems to be saying. Rambam seems to be saying that the Daraisa was through the Tekiyah Samyushov, and there's only Darabanan. And we'll see. Yeah, that's what it sounds like from the Rambam's presentation. Okay, so moving on to the Milchamas, who's going to have a similar presentation. So everyone can turn to the Milchamas again, also Yud Amud Beis B'Dapi Arif. So again, it's very important the way, number one, Milchamas is going to adopt the riff in the Rambam's pshat that you're Yotze of Tekiyos Demyushev, but it's also important how he formulates the value of the Tekiyos Demu'umud, and how he understands what La'arviv as a Satan is. Moshe, do you have it? Not, do you have the riff in there or no?
No, I do.
Yeah? So if you look at the riff, if it looks like the old version, yeah, so Yud Amud Beis, you see the second wide line of the Milchamas. It says, V'chein Onu Rowan Ode. So again, this is Yud Amud Beis, B'dap Be'arif, Milchamas, second wide line, towards the ends, V'chein Onu Rowan Ode. After it says, B'nisiyas Kapayim. In the Milchamas. Sorry, V'chein Anu Rowan Ode. Anyone see it?
Do you have those there? It's on Lamed Beis. It's like the last line of the Adam on the right side.
Adam, he doesn't have those.
Yeah, I think I have like a weird.
Anyone have the. Hey, you got it? Okay, Yosef?
V'chein Anu Rowan Ode. Zay Minag Abbasin V'chamay Atam, and now you're talking about it. Yoshvin.
Exactly. It's right. So you do the tkiyas demiyushev.
Right. That was the
minhag
before.
Exactly. Right. Again, we're getting back to. He's arguing on the Baal HaMor right now. We're gonna get back to the Baal HaMor tomorrow. A very important shita. Right. Exactly. There was a bracha of whatever. Exactly. Oh, then you'd repeat it. I'll say their brachas. This is the key. Right. This is the key line for the Ramban. Osa. Very important. Right, so lo shelo yatzu b'tkios. The reason why you're repeating the second time is not because you weren't yotze the mitzvah d'oraisa the first time. Says the Ramban, like the riff in the Rambam, you were yotze the mitzvah d'oraisa b'tkios tim yusha. It's just that there was always a takana, durabanan, to have tekios, also, I'll say durabrachos, right? Lo shelo yatzu b'tekios, elo shelo brachos me'ikaram b'tekios tikni osan, right? The brachos of malchus, zechronos, and shofros were always supposed to be accompanied by tekios. Continue on. Once, sorry. See about dikduk shedikdek balamor, a couple lines later. Yeah, very important. Ooh, a little harsh, right? Very important. And the Baal HaMor, in his presentation, we'll get to this tomorrow, asks, which one is just La'arviv as a Satan? Right? Which set is the sole purpose just La'arviv as a Satan? But Baal HaMor, Milchamas L'Shitasa says, that's not true, because each one has a value, right? Other than L'Arviv as a Satan, right? The first one, you're yotze mitzvah d'oraisa, and even the second one, what's the value of the second ones? I'll say, right, the tefillah.
Right.
I'll say there are brachos.
It's not like when you take a step back, and why do we do both again?
Oh, yeah, that's the key. Now, so he says, so what's the pshat? What's the pshat when the Gemara asks? So which one? Why are we doing it twice? When it asks, why are you doing it when you're doing Mu'umud and Miyushev? What's the question? Hachi Kamar. Oh, so what? Very important. What's the question? Not why. What's the value of both? Because there is, of course, the value of both. First one is daraisa. Second one is the tefillah of malchus, zechronos, and shofros. So what's really the question?
Can we do it all together?
Exactly. Why not do it all together? Why not? The question of the Ramban, the Gemara, according to the Ramban, is why not just combine them? Why not just have one set of tekios during right, of Dimu Umud, basically during Malchus, Zechronus, and Shofros, and then you'll kill two birds with one stone. You'll fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa of Shofar, and you'll have the tefillah, right? And you'll have the tekiyos al yedei seder habrachos. So again, so it's very important. So the Arvei V'Hasatan, as I was referencing earlier, according to right the Riv and the Rambam, doesn't necessarily mean that the only value of the tekiyos Dimu Umud are l'Arvei V'Hasatan. Right, the Arvei V'Hasatan. So, why do you separate them? We separate them because they Arvei V'Hasatan. We'll get some explanations and some of them are shown. But in a Chanami, the first one is a mitzvah d'oraisa, and the second one is a mitzvah d'rabbanan of having tekiyos al seder habrachos. But it's still obviously it's very important, right? The fact that you think that the tekiyos al seder habrachos is only d'rabbanan, that it's very important. You're basically saying that idea of the tekiyos being a tefillah is not necessarily the gedr d'oraisa. That's a separate din d'rabbanan. In addition to the, let's say, the mitzvah d'oraisa, which is, let's say, hurei tshuva, shmiya, there's a second value of shofar being also a tefillah, which is agav, the malchios, zichronos, and shofros. It could be, not necessarily reflective of the mitzvah shofar d'oraisa. Not necessarily, according to the Shita.
Didn't we say in the Ramban that the Ramban we saw in the drushas that sounded more like tekiyah?
Oh, that remember Hurei Tshuva? No, remember the Ramban in drushas was the one who remember who said that the reason why it has to be kafuf is because of Hurei Tshuva. So actually, that was my next ha'ara. It actually works out very nicely. The Ramban Lishitaso, who seems to be a Hurei Tshuva person, right, thinks that yeah, of course you'd be yotzei that the mitzvah d'oraisa with tekiyos d'miyushuv. Right, and the tefillah element during the tekiyos d'me'umad is not going to be, that's not going to be ma'akiv the din d'oraisa, because din d'oraisa is hurei tshuva. That will be yotze through the tekiyos d'me'yushuv. Okay, so we have so far the Riv, the Rambam, and the Ramban, and Muhammad all saying that you're right, you're yotze the din d'oraisa with the tekiyos d'me'yushuv because you did them first, and because the gedr d'oraisa doesn't require the context of tefillah. And then for sure for the Rambam and the Muhammad, the tekiyos d'me'umad are a separate din d'rabbanan of having tekiyos al seder brachos. Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually something. I think I don't know if you where he got the idea of doing all three. Let's say the Ran is piling on this and says that he thinks that it's d'oraisa. Let's say the brachos d'oraisa, and therefore that's why you should do all three. All stafek. He says do all three at each malchus shofan b'shefes. He says do tashrat, tarat, and tashat.
Each one three times.
Run, yeah, he doesn't agree with the Rabbasi.
Where does the Ron say that?
The Ron says, commenting on Vanan Achshav Naigim, that's the guy I'll say there. He comes on the Daf Erech right here. He basically says that he doesn't understand why they're even saying this.
Okay. So we'll see the other Shitas of the Ron, which might be the Shitaso. Okay, we'll get to the Ron, bring that up, okay? Oh, so the last Rishon within this first list, who think that the Kiyos Demyusha or the Iker, that they are Yotze, the Din Daraisa, is who? Was the other one of the Chachmei Svarad? The Ritzvah, excellent, Achi. Right? So the Ritzvah. Again, remember what the Ritzvah is bothered by? The Ritzvah is more bothered by the question of the Rif and the question of the Rambam, right? The Ritzvah is bothered. He says, it's basically, in light of Moshe's question before, the Ritzvah says, right, but the question that the Rif is bothered by is that why don't you need to have 30 kolos for each of Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros? So in the presentation, Ritzvah says, if you hold a Rav Haigon, you're good to go. Remember, Rav Haigon is the one we quoted. Rav Haigon is the Shita, says that really, it's not really a suffix. Any version of Shura really works midorais. So if you hold the Rav Haigon, this question doesn't get off the ground. But the Ritzvah basically asks, but if you don't hold the Rav Haigon, which many people don't, and you really think it's a suffix, so the question is, so why don't you need to have 30 kolos for each of Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros? The Ritzvah in Lamadala and Aleph, Dirumasla Vahanachon, anyone have the Lashon of the Ritzvah? He says, Vahanachon, do you have an Achi or no? No? Anyone have the, oh, Hari? Vahanachon Bezeh? Because Meikra Din, your Yotze, your Mitzvah d'Oraisa, Tekiyos d'Miyushav. Oh. Beautiful. Okay, so this is a very fascinating lashon by the Ritzvah. It's a very right. He says your yotze, the mitzvah shofar with tekiyos, with the first set tekiyos to miyushuv. And he says, when you repeat the second set of tekiyos to me'umad, very fascinating lashon, right? They're not coming lechovas mitzvah shofar. They're not coming for the mitzvah d'oraisa of shofar. Ela lechovas tzvila b'tzibur. It's a separate chova d'rabanan of dinin tzvila, that it's, right, it's beneficial for the tefila of Malchias, Zichronis, and Shofros to be accompanied by Shofar, which we'll get to the Svara a little bit later. So the Ritzvah is similar to the Ramban and the Rambam Pepashtas. Again, holds two different dinam. The first one is din d'oraisa, and the second one is a separate din d'rabanan to have the Shofar function as a tefila alongside Malchias, Zichronis, and Shofros. And again, one moment is that the Ritzvah works out very well with Shitasa. Remember, the Ritzvah is a Shmiya person. The Ritzvah is a Hirurei Tshuva person. Remember, also in Lama Dalet, the Ritzvah was the one who explains why it's Dafka Lit. Right, Lishma called Shofar because EF Shalidei Acherim, the focus is on Shmiya. The reason why the focus is on Shmiya, because it's all about Hirurei Tshuva. So the Ritzvah, the Shitasa says, since the Gedder D'Oraisa is all focused on Hirurei Tshuva, so of course you don't need the context of Machias, Zechornas, and Shofros for that. Whenever you do that first, whenever you have a Shmias, Kol Shofar, you're going to be Yotze. So it works out very nicely. The Rambam, the Ramban, and the Ritzvah are all Shmia people, are all Hurei Tshuva people, and all the Shitaso are therefore saying that the Yermakayan, the Mitzvah D'Oraisa, with Tzkios and Yusha. Yeah.
See, it actually is better that they say it's the first one because then when you're doing the second one, you can focus on the Machias, Shofros, and
okay, nice, awesome. But again, they do say that if you hadn't been there for Tekiyos Tzim Yushev and you were just there for Tekiyos Tzim Umud, that you would be Yotze, the Doraisa, then too.
Because you can still focus on it, it's better.
Okay, you're saying ideally. You mean it's ideal to separate them. That's a good hara, Akiva. Yeah, sure.
Why would there be an Afkamin Ladin, depending on if you say Shmir versus Tekiyah as the Iker? Like, I mean, in this case, I don't really see, like, there is two sets of tekiyos. Like, I don't really see why. I do understand why you'd be Yotze, just like Mistama from the first time with Shmia, but yeah. why would like Rabbeinu Tam, for example, why would he have any precedence within what we're saying to say any different?
So again, we'll get to this, I guess, right now. But again, if you held that the Gedder HaMitzvah is tekiyah, and you thought that the Gedder HaMitzvah was tefillah, so then you could claim that the only way to be Yotze the tzvila, which remember we were suggesting, what is the tzvila? The tzvila is of Malchias, Zichronos, and Shofros. So perhaps you can only be Yotze that the tzvila of Shofar if it's in the context of the brachos of Malchias, Zichronos, and Shofros.
And why do we have to attach the tzvila notion to saying that tzkiyah is the ikar?
Meaning, Rishon that we're about to see right now hold that the tzkiyah during tzvila is ikar. So we're saying, why would that be? You're doing it second. Why would you favor the context of tefillah over just the stam context of tekiyos to miyushev? Would be very mistaber if you thought that the tekiyos themselves were tefillah. So maybe the tekiyos themselves, which are a tefillah, require the context of the tefillah of Malchias, Zichronos, and Shofros. And we'll get to that. We'll get to that right now. Okay. Oh, so again, so Ankan, we did the first approach of the Rif, the Rambam, the Ramban, and the Ritzvah, who all hold that the Kiyos to Miyushev are the Iker. We pointed out for many of them, very much L'shitasam, that the Gedra Mitzvah D'Oraisa is focused on the Shmiya and Hirurei Tshuva, and therefore there'd be no reason specifically to have the context of the Tzvila of Malchias, Zichronos, and Shofros. But that's going to bring us now to the second group of Rishonim, who think that no, Bichadish, that even though the Kiyos to Miyushev come first, the Iker is really the tekiyos d'me'umad. Okay? And again, we're going to see within this second approach that the tekiyos d'me'umad are the ikr, we're going to see two different versions of it. The first version is the most extreme version, is to say that not only is the tekiyos d'me'umad the ikr, but the kiyum mitzvah, right, waits until the tekiyos d'me'umad. Meaning, even in a case where you end up blowing tekiyos d'me'umad first, the kiyum d'oraisa of shofar is going to be delayed until the tekiyos d'me'umad. That's the most extreme way of saying that tekiyos d'me'umad are the ikr, to the extent that the context of me'umad, the context of Malchias, Zichronos, and Shofros are even ma'akev the kiyum d'oraisa. So who is the first? Who is the first rishon to say this idea? Y'all, who's the first or one of the rishonim to say this idea that the kiyum d'oraisa is going to be delayed until tekiyos d'me'umad? So okay, good. We'll get to the Balamor next time. Good. Tosas. Right, Tosas in? Tosas and Psacha, right?
The two subshitas are that one is that the Tkiyum is delayed until the Tkiyum is Umar, and the other one is that what?
Is that although, the other version we'll get to in a moment, that although Tkiyum and Umar are the Iker, but if you happen to have done the Musha first, you're still going to be Yotze the Dindaraisa. So again, right, so the second general approach is that Tkiyum and Umar are the Iker. The first version of that is the extreme way of saying is that not only Tkiyum and Umar Iker, but the Tkiyum Daraisa is delayed until you get to the Tkiyum and Umar. Meaning, even if you blew the shofar to Miusha first, that's not going to be Yotze the Daraisa until you do it in the context of Mu'umud. So the first one who says this is Tosas and Psachim, right? Tosas and Psachim is actually in a very different context, discussing a case, right, y'all, what's the context? What's the Gemara discussing in Kuf Yud Aleph there? Exactly, right? You don't have a separate vegetable for Karpa, so you end up doing Morer twice. Right? And Rav Chista said, right, Rav Chista is the second opinion, and he says, when you have Morer twice, right, you make both brachos of Hadama and Al Mitzvah's Maror, Al Chilas Maror, right, before the first one. Right, so that Tosas points out that in that case, right, where you're making the bracha of Al Chilas Maror before the first time you eat the Maror, right, even though what? Even though you're only going to be Yotze, the Mitzvah of Maror, the second time. And why is it delayed until the second time? Why is the Mitzvah of Maror delayed until the second time? Exactly. Why is that the Zman of Maror? Because it comes after Matzah. Exactly, right? In the context of Maror, you can only be Yotze, the Mitzvah of Maror, after you fulfill the Mitzvah of Matzah. So that only takes place the second time. Not a Karpas. Karpas comes before Motzi Matzah. That's only the second time where the Maror part of the Seder, which comes after Matzah. So Tosas says, don't worry that you have this phenomenon of you're making an Al Achilas Maror now before eating it the first time, even though you're only Yotze Maror later on in the Seder, because where else, Moshe, where else is supposed to say you have this idea where you're making the bracha before you're doing the Maisa Mitzvah the first time, even though not specifically Tzvilah, but meaning, Tosa says, don't worry about this idea where you're making the bracha of Al-Chilas Maror before the first time eating Maror, even though you're not Yotze, the Mitzvah of Maror later, because we find this elsewhere. Where else do you have this concept? Yaakov, where else do you get to this? By Shofar. Says Tosos, by shofar also, you make the bracha of Lishmo called shofar before the tekiyos to Miusha, but really you're not Yotze. Which ones are the Iker? Tekiyos to Mu'umad. So, right, Tosos, based on the parallel, right, the Lashon of Tosos is, right, midi dahava abircha shofar, demivarech at tekiyos to yeshiva, right, you make the bracha before the first set, tekiyos to Miusha, umo elas bracha le tekiyos to Baamida. And it works, it goes on the later tekiyos, shehim Iker. Venases al seder habrachos, right? The later tekiyos to Mu'umad are the Iker, right? Because they're done al seder habrachos. I just put in context of Tosos, he doesn't say straight out that you're not Yotze the first time, but it seems from Tosos' comparison to Maror, right? In the context of Maror, you're only Yotze the second time, and the parallel here sounds like you're only Yotze the mitzvah of shofar the second time for the tekiyos to Mu'umad. So Tosos is the first, perhaps the most famous, riot to this idea that the Tkiyos to Mu'umad are the Iker, not only are the Iker, but you're only Yotze, the full Kiyam Daraisa, at a later point. And according to this, Tosas, you can very easily explain, what's the Arvi V'Satan? What is the Arvi, meaning, when you say, why do you blow two sets, K'dei L'Arvi V'Satan, what is the Arvi V'Satan going on?
The first one,
that the only value is K'dei L'Arvi V'Satan, right? If you think that the Kiyam Daraisa is Tkiyos to Mu'umad, then the only value of the first set is K'dei L'Arvei V'Satan. You don't have to come on to, like, right, the Ramban has this fancy read that no, both have value. L'Arvei V'Satan is just generally why do you break them up instead of combining both Kiyumim. But according to Tosos, that both Kiyumim of the Kiyum D'Oraisa and Al Seder Brachos are going to be with Kiyos Dim Umad, then you can simply say that the first set is only K'dei L'Arvei V'Satan. Excellent. That's Tosos in Psachim. Now moving on to another Rishon in Psachim, who also, in a different context, says this idea. Who's the other Rishon who says this idea that the Tkiyos to Mu'umad being Iker? The Rush. Excellent, Moshe. What's the context of the Rush?
The Rush was talking about the Lamed versus...
Exactly. Nisach HaBracha of Lamed versus Aleph. He's going within Rabbeinu Tami, right? In the bigger piece, Rabbeinu Tami is quoting different shittos about what's the Koveh of Lamed versus Aleph. Here, the part that we have quoted is he's quoting Rabbeinu Tami. According to Rabbeinu Tami, what's the Koveh? Exactly. Is the Kiyam Miyad, or is it Nimshachas? Is it like, you know, is it elongated or even delayed? So Rabbeinu Tam says that's the Koveya. So Lamed is when it's, right, Al is when it's miyad, and lamed is when it's elongated or delayed. So he says, and don't worry about lishmo kol shofar. What does he say at the end? Exactly. That's what it sounds. It sounds like when he says, like, when he's right, in order for it to justify lamed, it sounds like he's saying that the kiyum mitzvah is delayed, right? Is later. Right, so it sounds from the Rush, he seems like he agrees with Tosis, that he takes this idea to the extreme, that when he said that tekiyos dim umud are the ikar, that means that the kiyum mitzvah, the araisa, only takes place later. Right, and that's what the Rush can say for say that the lamed is shayach, because yes, although you're making the bracha now before the first set, tekiyos dim yushuv, the kiyum is only going to be later, tekiyos dim umud, that's when you're going to have a delayed kiyum daraisa. Yeah, sure.
So you have to say a libet derbeinu tana, the ikar is the first one.
What?
So if you have to say the Rabbeinu Tam, then I'm saying...
No, this is a Rabbeinu Tam.
Ah, but saying, let's say, but we know in God's court from the Raj, the Rabbeinu Tam has lashon of the bracha, al tkiya shayfar, which is mashma that it has to be the first one right away. Let's say, on the Raj is only taking the idea of Rabbeinu Tam in the chus brachas. He doesn't actually agree with him in actually what the ikar of the actual getter of the mitzvah is. Remember, let's say, Rabbeinu Tam is going to be chaylik on this, he's going to say in a chanami, that let's say, let's say the dinam are correct, he's going to say that al is... that al is only mash right now, and this exactly goes against this kind of goes against what I think what Rebbe's saying, what Rosenzweig was saying about the diak and the bin of tam. They let you could even say a little bit of shmia bin in chanami that it's
that was theoretical. Meaning, but he doesn't actually hold it to shmia.
I thought the Rush holds shmia.
No. I mean, that was within Rabbeinu Tam. I mean, the Rush here is just saying according to Rabbeinu Tam's klale brachos, you can understand. I mean, he's not talking within. You're right. He's not talking within Das Rabbeinu Tam, in terms of what Rabbeinu Tam's shita is on shofar.
But
he's just applying if Rabbeinu Tam's general kolam of al versus le. He's saying you could also explain, right? How we, you know, the Rush will talk about, you know, by the Bahag, the Yerushalmi, who are arguing with Rabbeinu Tam and say it's lishma kol shofar. How you can also understand that.
Right, let's say I'm saying, but this is good for Rosenzweig. Let's say because the Rush says that it's shmia, no?
Yeah.
Like shmia, and therefore he says that it's le, which is exactly what I'm saying. Rosenzweig was the biblical tweaking gedag, and he's saying that el mali Rabbeinu Tam help. Let's say al tilchus brachas. He would have said that it's a lie.
Yeah, so I think you're arguing based on the fact that Rabbeinu Tam was.
No, I'm saying, but this exact idea can be like if Rabbeinu Tam held of le, he would have held that it's shmia, which is exactly what
if he held. Not if he held le. Meaning, if he held shmia, then it would have been le.
Yeah, fine. Yeah, I'm saying.
Exactly. So one version of that is the Rush. Exactly. Another version is Schneer's version, actually, with the Hurei Tshuva being elongated. That was the other. Okay, good. Exactly.
Rabbeinu Tam would have to say that it's the first part. It's the first part because he says it's
the Rabbeinu Tam says al tekiya shofar. So therefore, exactly. But again, maybe because he's tekiya, so it's different mahalach.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Interesting. Okay. So. What emerges from both Tosas and Psachim and the Rosh Psachim, right, is that the Iker Kiyam de Oraisa is the later Tekiyos de Mu'umud, to the extent that the earlier Tekiyos de Mu'ushav seemingly only play a role in Kedei La'arve Vesa Satan, doesn't sound like Kiyam de Oraisa at all. So we're going to the analysis of this later. But now we're going to see that the other Mefarshim who agree that tekiyos d'me'umud are the ikar, meaning in isolation, the ideal time to do the shofar would be, midaraisa would be to do them for the first time tekiyos d'me'umud, but because for whatever reason, we'll get to the details, we end up being maktim and having an earlier tekiyos d'me'ushav, these rishonim are going to say, you end up being yotzei, the mitzvah d'araisa with tekiyos d'me'ushav. So again, we're going to see right now, the Ran and the Tur are going to say, they're going to agree with Tosos and the Rush that the Iker of the Tekiyos de Mu'umud, but they don't go as far as the Tosos and the Rush. Tosos and the Rush said, not, right, they're the Iker to the extent that, it, you know, the context of de Mu'umud, the context of Malchus, Zechornos, and Shofaros are Ma'aki of the Kingdom of Doraisa. That was the Tosos and the Rush. The Ran and the Tur are going to say, yes, in an ideal world, right, you would fulfill, it would be ideal to fulfill your mitzvah d'oraisa in the context of tekiyos d'me'umud, because that works the best, to have the context of malchus, zechronos, and shofros. But, argue the Ran and the Tur when you put them all together, that by the end of the day, if you end up blowing the shofar earlier, the tekiyos d'me'ushav, you will end up being yotzei the din d'oraisa. Meaning that ideally, mi d'oraisa, you should have the context of malchus, zechronos, and shofros, but they're not ma'akev. That context is not ma'akev, and therefore you'll still be yotzei the din d'oraisa through the tekiyos d'me'ushav. Yeah. We'll get to the bottom more tomorrow. Okay? But Uriel, once we have you, let's see the run. Again, and it's important for both the run and the tour, it's important to put the run, two pieces of the run together and two pieces of the tour together. If you just look at single pieces of each of them, you might get the wrong impression. But once you see different pieces of the run and different pieces of the tour, you'll see this more nuanced, presentation come together. That although the ikar would be to do it, to have the Dalraisa be in the context of Tekiyos Tumumun, but at the end of the day, since if you end up blowing it earlier, that's also going to fulfill the Din Dalraisa. So again, first the run is Gimel Amin Aleph Bedape Harif. Uriel, would you mind? Dira Masu Lama token?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go for it.
Why are you going at all when you're sitting? It doesn't make sense.
Okay, so stop there. Even the way the run interprets the question. So he says, Ron says, which set is the Iker? The Iker is the movement. Is that right in the context of tefillah? So therefore, how does he understand the question? So if the question is, so why are you doing it to Miyushev et al? Right, again. So already in the question, he has the understanding, right? It's not asking, oh, once you did Miyushev, why are you doing Mu'umud? It's asking, of course you're doing Mu'umud, because that's the Iker, says the Ran. It's the Iker to do it in the context of Malchus, Zechonos, and Shofros. The question therefore is, so why are you mocked him through the Tekiyos de Miyushev? Oh, continue. Says now it's an interesting pshat in what Kedar Arvev as a sultan is. He has two pshat. The first one is. Oh, so if you stop here, it's very interesting. This is like a Hure Tshuva type idea. But this is a Hure Tshuva as a pshat in what? Not in the Mitzvah D'oraisa, but a pshat in what? Kedil Arvi as a Satan. I think that works out very nicely with Shitasa. I mean, the Ran who thinks that the Iker is the Tzfila, right? The Ran who thinks that the Iker time to do the Kiyum D'oraisa would be the Tzfila is saying, right, that the fact of Hurei Tshuva is not the gedder of the Din D'oraisa, because if we said before, if Hurei Tshuva is the gedder of Din D'oraisa, so then Mali Miyushev Mali Mu'umad, the first time you do it, it's the gedder D'oraisa. There's no, you wouldn't say the Iker is later, but right, Ram Lashitazu, who thinks that the Iker is the later Tzvila, says right, the D'oraisa is Tzvila. This idea of Hurei Tshuva, that's a side Kiyum Pashas D'Rabbanan of Kedela Arvev Esasata.
He's not knowing the fact that there's something inherent about Shofar that is related to Hurei Tshuva.
What?
He's not ignoring the fact that there's something inherent about Shuva.
True, that's not like the Gedder D'oraisa.
I know, but yeah. Didn't we say that there are places where Ron makes it seem like it's both?
Exactly. The Ron.
So then it would make sense that he's saying that even in the one where it's not the Iker, right, it makes sense that just the fact that you're blowing Shofar, Shofar's associated with Hurei Tshuva. Right?
Okay, fine. Right, so you get. So I think Yosef is correct that you could say the Hurei Tshuva perhaps could have D'oraisa implications also, but at least in terms of when it comes to the timing, the Ran thinks that mi D'oraisa, the ideal would be to Mu'umud, right? And K'day La'arve, and this factor of Hurei Tshuva is just for La'arve Vesa Satan.
So then how does that work with what we saw that he said that the mitzvah D'oraisa is both?
Good, so again, you don't, we'll come back to that, okay? Excellent question. We'll come back to that when we do the analysis, okay? Good. So that's the first Kedela Arvi Asasan, Asasatan, and the second one, Uriel.
Now he's used up his one shot, and now the second shofar in the Uba is going to be.
Exactly. So the second shot is that's not the that Kedela Arvi was a Satan. It's like the you know, the 1-2 punch, right? The first time he's unsure, and then the second time, because this reference to the end of days, right, he ends up being knocked out. Okay, but continue on. Venerally is the key for the run. Again, Lashitasa is going to be focused that the Iker is Tzkiyas Dim Umad.
This is why Tzkiyas Dim Umad were put first.
Exactly, right.
That already doesn't go according to the second thing quoted, because that it would be backwards.
Okay. Right, so again, but right, so the Ron basically is saying here, right, that really, the Iker is the Kiyos to Umud, and therefore, really, they should come first. The only reason why it doesn't come first, because technical reasons. If you end up doing them first, people would not end up caring about Larvi Vesa Satan. So rather, you end up doing the Kiyos to Miyushav first. Or Lefichach. Because you for sure you have to do the Seder Brachos, because you know that they are Iker. So again, a couple points from the Ron. So again, from this Ron alone, you know that the Ron thinks that the Kiyos Dim Umud are Iker, but you don't know for sure. Let's say when you end up blowing, right, you end up blowing the Kiyos Dim Yushav first. Are you Yosef the Mitzvah Doraisa with them? You don't know either way from this Ron. Right? Because all he says is that if you ended up doing Tzkiyos Dim Umud first, right, meaning the first time you blew where I'll say there are brachos, then for sure the, you know, the Tekiyos to Miyushav, which were coming later, would just purely be Kedei La'arvei Vesa Satan. But you don't know the flip. But once we end up being mocked in the Tekiyos to Miyushav, so you end up, the first time you do the Maisa Mitzvah of Tekiyah is to Miyushav, outside the context of Malchus Zichronos and Shofros, you don't know for sure from this run whether or not you still fulfill the Din D'oraisa. But you do know from another run. What's the other Ron that makes it very clear that you are Yotze the Din D'oraisa? Exactly, the Ron of Chidushim. Right, anyone have the Chidushim Ron in Lam Dalet Amud Beis? Oh, thank you, Gavi. So again, this is the is a very important Gemara we're going to do more in depth. You know, tomorrow, Lam Dalet Amud Beis, right, the Gemara, we just turn to Lam Dalet Amud Beis itself for a moment. Right, it's a very important, you know, Brysa. What?
We're ready with a thing again.
Exactly. Where the Brysa, Is that justifying leaving early, or what's he making a sim? I can leave, you know. Just joking. Tana Rabbanan, sort of. Anyone have the Lam Dalet Amud Beis, the Brisa today? Oh, you got it also. Okay, go for it, Gavi.
Tana Rabbanan, Tekiyos ain ma'akva zuzu. Tekiyos are not ma'akiv one another. Whatever that means. Brachos ain ma'akva zuzu. Neither the brachos.
But right, sounds like the tekiyos and the brachos are ma'akiv each other. If you take a pasha, it sounds like if you do the tekiyos without machiz, zechronos and shofros, it sounds like you're not going to be yotze. Exactly. Well, we're going to get there tomorrow. But it's important that you would think, oh, that would be perfect for the Ron. Or the same Ron we just read, you know, on the right, the Ron on the riff, who just said that the tekiyos Dim Umud are the Iker, sounds beautiful. They're Iker, and therefore, if you do the tekiyos without the brachos of Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros, you're not Yotze. But that's not what the Ron says. Right? The Ron of Chedushim says, what?
I got me?
Yeah. So we'll get to what it is in a moment. We'll get to that next time. So he says, don't say what? Don't say. Exactly. So the Ron makes very clear. Don't interpret that Bryce like Kapashdus as saying that the brachos are actually ma'akev, the kiyam d'oraisa. So no, if you, in our terminology, if you end up blowing tekiyos to Miyushav, even though you don't have the brachos there, you don't have machiz, zechoros, and shofros, you are still yotze the din to oraisa. Right? So again, that's what I mean when I say if you put the different Rons together, although the Ron agrees with Tosos and the Rush that the Iker is to have your first tekiyos to be, right, al seder abrachos, right, that would be a perfect timing for the Kiyam Do'oraisa. But if you end up doing, for whatever reason, such as La'arve Vesasatan, you end up being mocked in a Seder of Tekios to Musha first, says the Ran, you are, that is going to be Mekayim, the Mitzvah Shofar Do'oraisa. So it's very important. So again, while the Ran agrees that, right, that ideally, to the right, agrees to the Rush, and tells us that ideally, right, that the context of Dum Umid, the context of Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros are the ideal, you know, setting for your Kiyam D'oraisa. He doesn't, the Ran disagrees with the Tosos and the Rush. While Tosos and Rush think that that setting is Ma'akev, you're not going to be Yotze the Chi of D'oraisa outside of Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros. The Ran is going to say that it's not Ma'akev and you are going to be Yotze the Tekios, with Tekios to Miyushev, even though you don't have the ideal context of Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros. So that is the Ran. And the last Mefarish who says this is also the Tur. Again, if you look at the Tur, go back to the Makoro sheets. Again, if you look at one, if you look at each Tur on, you know, on their own, it looks like, you know, they're saying two different things. And some people even said, oh, the Tur seems to be Sosir himself, which I hear as a question. But it seems like if you were able to interpret the Tur in light of the Ran, ends up having this middle Shita. Okay? So let's go through the Tur. Who hasn't read? Steven, did you see the Tur or not? You didn't see it? But, Yaakov, did you get to the Tur? Yep, did you see it yet? No? Okay. You want to go on? Okay, go for it. Good. Good. Steven, yeah. Okay, so that's the Gemara. Why do you do it twice? The Arve is Satan, as we know, very ambiguous. You know, is that referring to one set? Is that referring to a different set? Is that just referring to why you're breaking it up at all? Fine. No, you don't know much. Yeah.
Lama token me yushav kodem musaf the choser v'shogin al seder brachos. Al seder brachos.
I mean, the Iker question is the next line. Lama makdimim, let's go on me yushav. Right, the Ran, sorry, the Tur, like the Ran, is basically understanding that the question is really focused on why do you need tekiyos to me yushav? Since, as we'll see soon, since the Iker is going to be the tekiyos to me umud, you should just do it then. Why do you need to do tekiyos to me yushav at all? The answer is k'day la'arvei v'sasatan. Continue.
K'day she's arvei v'miyad v'tkiya v'shona shalif me'ad k'ila v'lo y'tadrik v'sh'asa k'ila.
Oh, very much l'shita. So, right, the Torah says, oh, right, the miyushav are like, this is the fake out. That's just k'day la'arvei v'sasatan. So that, right, the satan will not make any trouble, will y'tadrik v'sh'asa k'ila. Mashma, that the tzkios, b'shasa tzvila, is the ikker. And he's going to spell this out, you know, later in the piece also. So again, the whole Torah's presentation is seeing that the tzkios de mu'umad are the ikker, and therefore the tzkios de mu'ushav are just k'dei la'arvev as a satan, to make sure the satan is out of the way when it comes to the de mu'umad, which are the ikker. Just continuing, skipping down to the bottom, of ala olam, Yaakov, last line, of ala olam. So what is the Iker Tekiya? Tekiya Tum Umad Al Seder Brachos. So again, so the Tur, like the Ran, again, and if you just stopped here, like Tosos and the Rush, say that really the Iker is the Tekiya Tum Umad. But if you stopped here, you might, it's an open question. Does the Tur think that you're not even Yotze with the Tekiya Tum Yushuv? So you don't know. I mean, does he hold like Tosas and the Rosh that you're also not Yotze until you get to the Dum Umad? Or does he hold like the Ran that says, no, you are Yotze, but the Iker would have been to blow for the first time by the Tekiyos Dum Umad. But you see from the other tours, so this first tour was in Simon Tov Kuv Pehe, but a little later, seven Simonim later, Tov Kuv Tzadi Beis, you see that the tour is going to adopt the Rif and say that you are Yotze Tekiyos Dum Yushuv. Okay? Let's go... Nachi, would you mind, is it the second tour? So in essence, who is he quoting here? The Rif, exactly. Right, so again, right, this is the kasha that we start off with, the Rif, which is, wait a second, if it's really a suffix of Rabbi Yavo, you don't know what true is, whether it's Tashrat tashat, tarat. So then you should have to blow 30 tekiyos for malchios, 30 for zichronos, and 30 for shofros. And so it's not really your yotze, the mitzvah doraisa, with the tekiyos d'miyushiv. So you see that the tour, if you put the two tours together, the tour is like the run. It's like middle shita, right? Although really the ikar is the tekiyos d'me'umud, but if you end up doing the tekiyos d'miyushiv first, that is going to be yotze the din d'oraisa. Meaning, this ideal of having the tekiyos, I'll say there are brachos, is only an ideal. It's only lechatzchila, but it's not going to be ma'akiv, the kiyam d'oraisa. And if you end up blowing first from yushav, k'dei la'arviv as a satan, you are going to be, you end up going to be kayim the mitzvah d'oraisa at that point. Yeah.
Is it a weird question with the Ron Paskins that you could have, if you have dafka kavana lo yatza, then you say, even though it's not mitzvah kavana, it's lo yatza. So why don't you say that by the first ones you have kavana lo yatza, not good to be the Mizaris Satan. This way he gets confused. He doesn't know your Kavanas, not your Kavanas. Therefore, he gets confused by that. And then the second one is the Ik of the Tehillah.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like an easy cop out for everyone.
Interesting. That'd be interesting. We'll stop here. We'll move up and I'll take any questions that we have.
Are they written or on to the same thing?
He doesn't know your Kavanas.